Late Summer Camping at Kedgy's Wibblewill Cabin. Published Thursday, the 11th of September, 2014 at 8 p.m. It's been about 3 years or so since the Wibblewill Cabin was built in Kedgikujik's backcountry, and even though I've passed it many times on hikes destined for elsewhere in the park, I've never actually stayed there. I decided to remedy that situation by booking it for a couple of nights and doing a little luxurious late summer camping in one of my favorite places. The cabin is a replica of an old hunting cabin that stood in the area long before it became a national park and is named after the three owners, Wilford, Boyd, and William. These reconstruction was built by students of the Heritage Carpentry Program of the Nova Scotia Community College. There's a short, interesting article of the build on the NSCC's website. I really like how the park has used this as a tool for learning and teaching, reaching back into the history of the area. As with any respectable backcountry cabin, the Wibblewill is pretty rustic, but having said that, it's much nicer to stay in than a tent, especially during the shoulder season when the nights get frosty and the ground a little more hard. There are four large bunks, a maximum of four adults can stay in the cabin, as well as large wood stove, kitchen prep area, table, and chairs. There's also a nice porch out front, making it easy to still be outside even when it's raining. As with other backcountry sites, the park supplies the firewood, but make sure to bring a small axe for making kindling to get your fire started. Once the fire is going in the stove, it really adds to the cozy feeling of the cabin. I really wish there was a winter access to this area of the park, as the cabin would be a perfect destination on skis, and even though the cabin has been described as drafty, it's not nearly as bad as you might think of a building with wood plank walls. Once the stove is going, it'd make for a perfect winter retreat. I'll always have fond memories of a couple of nights spent in the yurt that used to be located just a couple of kilometers back down the trail. I prefer to hike to the cabin, but of course there's a very convenient trail leading to the shore of Pesquesque Lake, so many people canoe in. In the evening, the lake provides a perfectly quiet and still foreground to the setting sun. Who needs TV when you have water bugs, jumping fish, and birds to entertain you? Once the sun goes down and the dark settles over the park, the cabin is perfect for a game of cards or chess, both of which have been very generously donated to the cabin by previous travelers. The hike into the cabin is relatively short and easy, 7 kilometers from the small parking lot at Eowere. I'm used to much longer distances when backpacking through Kedgy, but I'll take it. Since the trail in this area of the park is an old road, you could also bike into the site. I've seen people rig up some pretty sweet bike trailers to carry their gear in. As mentioned above, you could also easily canoe to the cabin if water's your preferred surface. If you're looking for a fun backcountry experience without having to set up a tent, I highly recommend the Wibblewill as an option. As someone in the cabin notebook wrote, its nickname should be the Kedgy Hilton. When the nights are cool and the weather unpredictable, it sure feels like a little bit of luxury in the backcountry. As usual, here's a map of the short hike to the cabin.